In the beginning of Parashat Ekev, the Torah describes us the special unique qualities that Eretz Yisrael has, especially when one compares it to where Bnei Yisrael came from. Bnei Yisrael came out of Egypt, and for 40 years were in the desert, and the Torah compares the qualities of Eretz Yisrael as better than both the Midbar and Eretz Mitzrayim. In the first Aliyah, the Torah gives us a mitzvah, a very well-known one, Birkat HaMazon, based on the Pasuk, Ve'achalta V'savata, Uvirachta Et Hashem Elokecha. When one eats, and one is satiated, one must bless and praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Pasuk doesn't end there. The Pasuk continues, Al Aretz HaTova Asher Natan Lach. The Torah is telling us that the mitzvah of benching, the mitzvah to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu after we eat food, is not just about the food that we're gaining, but rather from where it came from Haaretz HaTova Asher Natan Lach, from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore the mitzvah is connected to entering the land of Israel. When we look at the structure of benching, it's very, very noticeable that this is what benching is all about. The first bracha of benching, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Hazan Et Haolam Kulo B'Tuvo, and ends with the bracha Hazan Et Hakol, is about the beginning of the pasuk, Ve'achalta V'Savata U'Virachta. Taking the first half of the pasuk is about praising Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving us food. This bracha has to do with all mankind, thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving substance to the entire world. But the second bracha, which begins, Nodelecha, we thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al Shinchalta La'avotenu, for giving our forefathers, Eretz, Chemda, Tova, Orechava, for giving us a beautiful land of Eretz Yisrael. The bracha ends with a pasuk from Ekev, and concludes with the bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem, Al Aretz, Ve'al Amazon, as the pasuk tells us. But what's the third bracha? Rachem na Hashem Elokeinu al Yisrael Amecha, v'al Yerushalayim Yirecha, v'al Tzion Mishan Kevodecha, v'al Malchut Beit David Mishchecha. What does Yerushalayim and Malchut Beit David have to do with the pasuk that we just mentioned? The answer is quite simple. V'achalta v'savata is the first bracha. Al Aretz is the second bracha. But it's not just any Aretz. Haretz HaTova. HaTova refers to Yerushalayim and to the Malchut Beit David, which is the whole idea of Yerushalayim, of having a Malchut Beit David and having a Mikdash in Yerushalayim is what Yerushalayim is about. So you see, the structure of benching is based upon this pasuk, emphasizing the important role of Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim in benching. What's interesting is that we have other minagim to do with benching that seem to play a very big role in the idea that benching is connected to Eretz Yisrael. Before one benches, on Shabbat and Yom Tov, the minag is to sing or to say the special perek from Tehillim, Shira Ma'alot B'Shuv Hashem Et Shivat Zion Ha'inu Kechomim. And on regular days, the minag is to mention the Mizmor of Tehillim, Al Naharot Bavel, Sham Yashavnu, Gam Bachinu, remembering Yerushalayim, remembering Tzion. Why is it that the two prakim of Tehillim that one associates with benching have to do with remembering Eretz Yisrael? The answer is very simple. Because benching is really about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. And when people years ago, hundreds of years ago, sat in Chutz La'aretz and were benching to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they felt that something is missing here. Here they are sitting very far away from Eretz Yisrael. And yet the pasuk tells us to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu al Aretz HaTova. And therefore they added these prakim of Tehillim to benching to remind us that the real benching is about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for food but also for Eretz Yisrael.